the rundown, as is traditionally the case at the end of the week, spending an hour with Michael Harrison, who is here from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The overview of the top 10 hits, the big stories, what do we call them, the top talk topics. I always like that. Alliteration. You came up with that, Michael, right? You're the genius that came up with that.
Talk topic. Oh, such a genius. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that genius?
I don't know if I came up with it or if it just happened. You know, we sent it out to a committee, and we did research for 5 years, and we did surveys and market studies, and then we tested it, and it came back that 42% of the population thought it was okay.
Really?
Sorry to give you such a detailed
answer.
The
big story of the week is Barbara Walters leaves The View.
I don't know how we can handle that.
Man, isn't that awful? Yeah, she and David Letterman sound like a couple of old fogies as they wrap up their careers, in a manner of speaking. Well, I guess I'll retire. Respect is due to people who earn it. And I think there have been a lot of things in Barbara Walters' career that have been newsy, and they have helped us understand more about people and things, that sort of stuff. It's kind of cool, and she's become sort of an icon. But you wonder, why she, at this age, why she bother? I mean, why would you just keep doing it until you can't do it anymore? That's what I'm not going to stop. I'll just keep doing it until I either make
more
sense.
Why are you making fun of her? Why are you calling her an old fogey? And why are you, making light of the people?
Yeah.
How would you like it if Barbara Walters called you an old fogey?
I'm not an old fogey. She can call me with sticks and stones, may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, Michael.
I mean, do you think that David Letterman still has what it takes to host that show?
No. But he could do something. She doesn't. I don't know what I think of her. I don't think The View is what it used to be, because it misses the two key ingredients, a little bit of conflict between Joy and Elizabeth, and that's what made it, I thought, the two personalities made it watchable, interesting, intriguing, compelling. And
you,
I guess,
with your busy schedule, have time to watch The View.
When I would get off the air and be doing my work, it's on 11 o'clock East Coast time, I would turn it on and watch it for a while just to see how they handled some of the issues of the day, because my regular Good Day program is aimed more at how women think about the issues of the day, what the issues are, and how this group of women handled it. And for them to think that they needed to have a man, some guy from some organization did some research, said, yeah, I got to have a man on there. Why? You don't need a man on there. You need women who are articulate, intelligent, have a point of view, and it seems, for whatever the reason, that women are eaten up by television. Or Roger Ailes just decides he wants the blonde bimbo of the week, and that's what they throw on a Fox, and once in a while he comes up with somebody like Elizabeth, has matured wonderfully, I think, in her career. And there are a lot of people who like this Kelly. What's her name? Megyn Kelly?
Kelly is not a bimbo. She's a good-looking woman.
I didn't suggest that she was a bimbo, but she started as one, and then she matured.
She started life as a bimbo.
No, she started her television career.
Born a bimbo. That's a great name.
No, that's not what I know. Wait a minute. Do not twist my words around. It'll be enough. I'll get enough flack. Doug at DougStefan.com.
Do you think Ann Coulter is a bimbo?
I used to think that Ann Coulter. I used to think Elizabeth Hasselbeck was vapid, and then I cued in on what she was saying. I think Coulter has a lot of good things to say. For whatever, they matured, they became smarter, they understood what the audience didn't want to hear, all the acerbic stuff. Well, Elizabeth was never acerbic. She just wasn't very bright. She didn't sound bright. I think she's always been smart, but she didn't, it takes a while. You think that I started my career, or you started your career, working at the best station, doing the best program in the world? Of course not. It takes a while.
I'm just too old to be one now.
Let's get to the list. Come
I used
on.
To rely on my looks. Now I have nothing.
I know. I who have nothing. Remember that Tom Jones?
I who am no one. Hey, you're pretty smart. So should we start at number 10?
I think that's an excellent place to start. We're going from number 10 to number 1. Is Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, goes through the relevant information that comes from listening, observing, paying attention to what's going on, news talk radio stations all across the country this week.
Well, we have Major League Baseball action at number 10, also NFL draft aftermath, and I have to say we also have hockey and basketball playoffs in there. A lot of talk about that. At number 9, we have the New York Times fires Abramson, and that's Jill Abramson. And Casey Kasem is reportedly missing. I don't know what to make of that story.
He's not missing. I know where he is.
He's, what is he, in Washington State?
Yeah, he's at an Indian reservation.
Yeah, well, that whole story is extremely sad, painful, and kind of murky. At number 8, Russian military aggression. The new book by Timothy Geithner is getting a lot of attention. That's at number 7. The Benghazi hearings is at number 6. The owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who went down to defeat at the end of this week,
his team
CNN interview.
His team went down to defeat, didn't they?
Yeah, they lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder in 6 games, but they put up a pretty good fight. They're a very good team, very colorful and dynamic team. And when you think about their history,
Wait a minute, hold on. Did you just make a racist remark? Did you
dynamic?
Say the team was colorful?
Yes, they're colorful, and you can twist
racist
that out of context,
remark.
And I will go on Anderson Cooper and apologize.
I think you should. Right.
You know, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, they were considered for many, 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 many years the worst professional team in all sports.
Yeah.
In all sports.
And no matter what, hockey,
yeah,
baseball, football, yeah.
All major sports, they were the worst professional franchise year after year. They had the most losses. They lived in the shadow of the L.A. Lakers so much so that the only people that went to their games were people that wanted to see the other teams. And the fact that they have emerged in the last 4 or 5 years as a contender and such a good team, and now with all this controversy, I mean, it's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, let's move on to number 4, the midterm elections and the primary races. At number 3, we have, believe it or not, the 2016 presidential race and the issue of whether Hillary Clinton has brain damage.
Right.
Raised by Carl Rove.
Who's a well-known brain surgeon. He understands all of that stuff perfectly.
Such a wonderful man.
Ah, perfect.
And who had the ear of the president and was helping formulate international policy at one point.
Right.
Think about that. At number 2, the Antarctic glacial melt report.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Before you get too far afield from that, just remember Dick Morris's role and his fetish, and then you can, you know, say what you will. Both he and Rove, what a couple of great peas to be in the same pod. Those two guys.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I didn't mean that as a partisan remark.
No.
Just because I have super duper criticism of the George W. Bush regime doesn't mean I don't have super duper criticism of the William Jefferson Clinton regime.
Mm-hmm.
Or the George H.W. Bush regime, or even the Ronald Reagan regime.
How about the Barack Obama regime?
Or the Ford regime, or the Richard Nixon regime, or LBJ and Jimmy Carter, and, you know.
He was bad.
Kennedy was kind of okay. I was 11 years old, but I thought he was kind of cool.
Yeah, he was.
Where the heck are we?
We're at number 1. Number 2.
Number 2, the global warming issue and the melting glaciers and all the politics that emanate from that topic, from that scientific topic, and the Boko Haram kidnappings and militant Islamism.
All right. So in a moment, we're going to, those are the top 10 rundown. That is the top 10 rundown by Michael Harrison. We're going to run down the names that are on the charts this week, and then we're going to deal with some of the in-depth stories as they have been covered well, hopefully, by lots of your favorite talk radio hosts. 16 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is our overview of the top 10 topics, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on special month displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Safe responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one
options available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. The list of people now, as you run them down from number 10 to number 1, the most discussed people, not the most disgusting.
I thought you were going to say that.
Well, some of them are pretty disgusting, but the disgust list of people who have been talked about. How about that?
This is the disgust list.
Yes, it is.
It's very funny. Yeah. Okay, we have Casey Kasem at number 10. We have Jill Abramson at number 9. Vladimir Putin at number 8. Number 7 is Timothy Geithner. Ben Sasse, I believe, is the way he pronounces his name, at 6. At number 5, we have Donald Sterling tied with Anderson Cooper. Karl Rove at 4. Susan Rice at 3. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Barack Obama.
Isn't it interesting with Geithner's book coming out this week, in the book writes about lying for the administration. People told him to, you know, make it come out the way they wanted it to come out, but it wasn't the truth. And then he goes on a Fox News interview and says, "Oh, I didn't really say that." And the guy, I don't know, the guy didn't have the book in front of him or something. I think it was Brett Baer. And so he doesn't call him on it. But it clearly says in the book that the administration, whoever you want to point the finger at, told him not to implicate the people who were doing the stuff like the IRS. There you go. You can't tell that story. Make up a story, but don't tell them the truth. And so now he's sort of backpedaling on that. Another way of making, as you were suggesting a few minutes ago, the administration, this one and all the rest of them, are so full of phonies because it's just too big. You can't manage it all these people. Michael Harrison, we continue with our overview of some of the specifics of conversations we're coming up here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
After the hour, as the continuation of our overview of the Talkers charts for the week of May 12th to the 16th on the air, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. There are a lot of great radio programs that are exclusive to Talkers.com. You can check out from some very, very good sources. There's some really good hosts that are interested in saying something different than what people are used to having them say on the radio in their normal, I guess, atmosphere. So I think I'm an example of that, doing the American Family Farmer on Talkers Radio, which is not heard anywhere else. And it's all about my connection to the farm and, more importantly, solving problems, finding problems and finding solutions to problems that farmers are having. So that's one thing. But Talkers is all about, in Talk Television, Talk Radio, Talkers Talk, Talkers Television, very interesting interviews with a lot of the people who are big names in the talk radio business. I wanted to spend some time, in essence, when you look at these things, the Casey Kasem story is an amazing reality, mostly because of how he affected people like you and me. Maybe I'm on it more, but the average person, is there somebody in America who doesn't know who Casey Kasem is? I'm betting there aren't many people who don't know who he is.
He certainly was a very well-known disc jockey.
Yeah.
Nationally syndicated, heard in almost every market, distinctive sound, long-distance dedication, iconic phrases. Yeah, we're talking about a major broadcasting individual and an important part of radio history.
Yeah. So, under this, and there have been a lot of people who sort of have been reflecting on this in a manner of speaking, and I guess I'm one of them because I think he influenced me, his mannerisms and stuff. And I remember once he was on the air. Richie, I don't know if you can find that piece of sound when he was on talking about the concept of the countdown, which is something that you developed. And I said to him, we were happy to take what you've done, the idea of a countdown, and put it to use in the news talk radio world. And he was very flattered by that. And he always came across as a pretty good guy. But then there were always, every little, you know, once in a while you get some tape, somebody would get a bootleg tape of him doing. And I thought you ought to explain the behind the scenes as to what happens sometimes, because not all the programs that you hear, even talk shows, some of the weekend advice shows, for example, or the car talk show that was on NPR, those are not done in real time. They're put together in a very sophisticated way, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like movies. You know, you can go to the movies and you see the opening scene might have been the last thing to be filmed. And it's out of context. It's out of sequence. As a matter of fact, sometimes actors don't even know what they're saying. And radio shows are similar to that. I mean, a show such as this is in real time, and you and I are talking in real time.
Right.
And you don't know what I'm going to say. It's not scripted, and I don't know what you're going to ask. But many of the syndicated programs are, in fact, produced in pieces, and they're scripted. For example, I doubt it was Casey Kasem's idea to even have a countdown.
Right.
He was hired as a voice. He
yeah.
read what he said.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it spontaneously, not to take anything away from him, but there were people like Tom Rounds, Ron Jacobs. I could name a whole bunch of people.
Do you know who
really
used to,
were the brains behind that show?
Do you know who used to write his script?
Probably do, but I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Michael Jackson, the great radio talk show host at KBC in Los Angeles, had a producer who was very friendly with all these people that put this together, and he was the one who wrote the script every week. And I'm trying to remember his name. I remember working with him. I can't remember him.
Those were his words, then.
Toupee. Yeah, those are his words. They weren't Michael. They weren't Casey Kasem's words. But I do think we owe him, even though he wasn't a talk guy specifically, we owe him a debt of gratitude because he added a lot to radio in general. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Fiction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Diesel engines benefit by fuels with high octane. Friction. Gasoline engines benefit by fuels with higher octane ratings, but diesel engines thrive on cetane. The higher the cetane number, the more easily the fuel will combust, which means shorter ignition delays and reduced knock. Today's sophisticated diesel engines can be found in vehicles from ships to trucks, buses, and cars. Benefits of driving a diesel vehicle can be maximized with a cetane enhancer like Royal Purple's Maxtane. Maxtane increases the cetane number by 8 when used as directed and improves fuel economy and engine startup reliability. When choosing lubricants and performance enhancers for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com, then pick up Royal Purple products, including Maxtane, at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Did you know the first flex fuel vehicle was not born in the 70s? In 1896, Henry Ford built his first automobile, the quadricycle, to run on pure ethanol. In 1908, the flex fuel Model T, designed to run on gasoline and ethanol, rolled onto American roadways. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Ethanol. RFA.org.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
33 after the hour now as our review continues of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. There are thousands, well, I don't know if there are thousands, we can't say that anymore, but there are about 1,000. I think at its peak, Michael Harrison, who's here, he's the expert from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. At its peak, didn't the News Talk Radio field have about 1,400 and some odd stations when it was?
Yeah, and I still think that there are that many, if not more.
Really? But you're saying sports talk?
There are many news talk stations, and then there are permutations of news talk. And then when you throw in sports talk, I mean, you're well over 2,000 talk stations, and then they're all news stations, which some have talk shows on them.
Yeah.
It's very hard to define exactly how many are in these categories, because the categories are not, you know, official. It's not sanctioned by the association, you know what I mean? There's
right.
many different permutations.
It isn't like the NBA where you have to have the
right.
concurrence of all of the people who are members. I find, by the way, to go back to the Donald Sterling incident, which is number 5 this week on the topic list, the stories compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the interview or the things he said, what I find most interesting through the whole thing is that he basically said at the end of the week, I'm not paying the fine. I'm not going to do it. You guys can do what you want. Take me to court. Help yourself. Try to take the team away from me. I get lots of money. I'll fight you. This could go on for years. Meanwhile, his wife
doesn't understand. What he doesn't understand is he signed a contract when he became an owner, adhering to the rules of what you have to do when you are a franchisee.
So how is this came up in a very good conversation, if I do say so myself, on the Good Day program, and I think it's been discussed elsewhere. Jay-Z is a part owner of, what, the New York Nets?
I believe the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay. So he's a scumbag hip-hop guy who has horrible lyrics in many of his songs. So, and I don't even think, I'm sure that Sterling didn't bring this up. He had lots to say about Magic Johnson and what a horrible role model he was because he had AIDS, yada, yada, yada. But that's not scurrilous. What Jay-Z has done in his career in music is pretty scurrilous. And you could accuse him of saying a lot of the same nasty, negative, racist sorts of things as Sterling is believed to have said. So why is it that he's not under the spotlight as well?
Oh, you're talking about the randomness of how we are outraged?
Yeah. By the okay, he's a racist.
How about the fact that studies have been done, and I'm not defending Sterling. I'm just trying to be objective.
Yeah.
If you look at his deeds, he hired more African Americans to high positions in the front office or the back office.
Well, the guy that runs the team is a black guy.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
So his deeds are different than his words.
Right.
Don't get me started on hypocrisy.
Oh, yes, I love it when you go. Let's see, I do want to get you started on hypocrisy. Because you know what? Here's another example of it. The example, we were talking about Timothy Geithner, but look throughout the list this week of things, the things that Karl Rove said about Hillary Clinton and how obvious that shot is. But the Benghazi hearings and how that's all been made up. If you look at the poll this week that was done, I'm sure this became part of a lot of conversations on Good Talk Radio, spoken word formatted stations. The results of the poll showing 73% of people who were polled, 1,500 people, don't believe pretty much anything that's said now by the administration, and they try to counter it with more things that aren't true, and they keep stepping over themselves. So they're basically creating the morass that they're complaining about.
Of course. Of course, and it goes for all sides. It goes for all sides. So, yeah, what it comes down to this is that we as a society, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again, and I'll say it every day of my life, we as a society seem to be seeking victory more than we seek truth. Mm-hmm. We want to win. We want our enemies to look bad. We want the people with whom we compete to seem wrong. We don't seek truth. We seek victory. And whether it's in politics, or whether it's in business, or whether it's in just personal relationships, we try to trump up cases against people and institutions that are not necessarily true so that we can seem better. And that is deeply destructive to any kind of a healthy society.
Well, but then let's look at what we are embracing in the world of news talk radio, the right-wing successful radio programs, right of center, versus the left-wing, left of center shows that don't do. The radio stations that were doing that have failed miserably. Is it, as some have said, that the right is more entertaining than the left? Is it that simple?
I think the right preaches to the choir. I think the left preaches against the choir. They're both preaching to or against the same choir. If there was truly going to be liberal talk radio in America, it wouldn't be spending most of its time talking against conservative talk radio or against conservative television or against conservative politicians. If there were successful liberal media, it would be dedicated to helping the poor. It would be, that's all it would do. Just help the poor. The fastest growing segment of the population, and your ratings will go through the roof. The problem is, all of corporate media marches to the beat of Madison Avenue. And they're going for the same sponsors who want affluent, active listeners of a certain demographic, with a certain lifestyle, with a certain image. And that doesn't fit into it. So what goes under the guise of liberal talk radio is just simply anti-conservative talk radio. Nobody is serving the poor. And then they wonder why social program, socialistic, Democratic Party type, Obama type politicians get half the vote. Because they're not preaching to the same choir. They're preaching to the poor, to the underprivileged, to the disenfranchised. Whether they do a good job of it or whether they're hypocritical, that's another issue. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is we have to stop believing that what goes under the guise of liberal media in this country really is liberal media. They're still trying to get the same people. So when a true liberal talk show host wouldn't even recognize the existence of a Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Mark Levin, because the people that they're talking to wouldn't be listening.
All right.
To those people.
So let's excuse me, underscore who a good example of that is. The previously aforementioned talk host Michael Jackson is a perfect example of what you were describing, but he doesn't exist really anymore.
Well, because we're at a time now when everything is mega corporate, mega aggressive, competitive, and has a money motive. And I'm a capitalist. I'm an independent businessman. I run a company. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just being honest and saying what it is. That's what we are.
Yeah.
That's what we are. And you know, if we're snakes, let's admit it. We bite. That's what we are. Let's not be hypocritical. It goes back to what we said before about hypocrisy. And I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that game. But at least the difference between what I'm saying is I recognize it, and I'm honest about it.
All right. You want to have a story? Let's get off. This is all some of the best conversations on the radio are advice and help programs. You know, there are fellow like the fellow in Colorado. What's his name? Tom. Who's that? The guy who does Martino. Martino does good advice. Joy Brown does good advice. Clark Howard does good advice. Dave Ramsey does good advice.
The car show that you talked about before did good advice.
Right. There's the Money Pit, the Home Improvement Show does good advice. There are lots of great advice.
Those are very valuable shows.
Right, they are. Okay. So from time to time, people get involved on the air. I do a general interest morning radio program. It's heard across the country on hundreds of radio stations every week. And we basically serve the needs of people who want to know that the world is okay, it's safe, this is what's going on. And then because there is a mixed bag, a group of people who have interesting lives and personalities, I encourage them to give us opinions on these stories that we cover every day, not unlike the information that you and I are sharing here.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what you do with this or what a listener does with a story like this. I have no apologies. I've been around long enough. I've survived pretty much everything that anybody could throw at me. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay. So this week, it took me 2 days to get the courage up to tell this story on the air. I have not been feeling well, as you know, for a couple of months. I had a really bad case of food poisoning, and it knocked me on my arse for about 3 days. And my immune system got so weak that I had all kinds of things coming in, and I couldn't shake it. I couldn't get it back to the point where I felt 100%. So I was told to go visit a homeopath. I solicited some advice from some people I've seen regular metal. I mean, I have four doctors who are on this radio program every week, so I solicit all of their input. And no matter what they told me, I still haven't felt well. So I decided I was going to see this homeopath who came to me highly recommended by one of my friends who is an alternative thinker. So I go visit this guy, spend an hour and a half with him, and at the end of the session, he figures out what it is that I need to fix my problem. Now, the reason that it took me, I had this in my mind. You remember the old stories about the snake oil salesman and the commercials that some of us would talk about that sounded like, oh, these guys are selling. A lot of people have criticized a lot of the things that some of us sell on the air as being snake oil. Okay? This guy looks me in the eye after an hour and 40-minute conversation and says, you need snake venom from a rattlesnake.
Oh, no.
And what does he do? He goes to the drawer where he has all of his various remedies. He gets out crystallized snake venom, poison, that's been in little, it's encapsulated, and he gives it to me, and I take it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then waiting for, he said, in 4 hours, you're going to feel really badly.
Oh, no.
4 hours, I felt really badly. He said, in 4 days, you may feel, kind of, you'll feel like you did when you couldn't really bring yourself back around to being yourself. And this is the fourth day, and he's right. I don't feel particularly well. I think I've sounded okay on the air, but I'm sweating, and I'm uncomfortable. And he said,
growing scales, I've noticed.
Yeah, Jennifer Warren said, I'm back to speaking again with forked tongue.
Exactly, forked tongue scales, and I've noticed you've been a little slithery.
Yeah, right. And so in 4 weeks, he says, you'll feel like a new person. So we'll wait and see. But the reason that I told you this is because the traditions of great conversation, I believe, that you and I grew up on and have created in many ways through our individual careers and our collective career here doing the countdown every week, has been built around finding people who had unique conversational skills and could tell good stories. And I've always been told that that's sort of what I do. Sometimes I go a little bit off the edge, but I haven't created because I don't work for that big corporate entity that you're talking about. So it may be that there are good storytellers around, guys like me. Look at Adam Carolla. Great storyteller. Can he survive in the mainstream news talk media? No. So he creates his own world that he's a part of. You've found many of those people that are doing podcasts at talkers.com who have a lot to say. I've been able to sort of bridge the gap, but there are a lot of people who think that I, you know, maybe ought not to be on some of the better stations because I am a little kooky. And, you know, so I'm happy to, I espouse my kookiness, tell stories like that, because I think people will remember me better, who I am, if I tell stories like that, and it comes around and say, this guy, did you hear what he did? And isn't that what you want when you're telling, on your radio program and station, don't you want people to say, I remember that guy because of the story he told?
Right.
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, so why are you telling me this?
I'm telling you because it's a different kind of a story than what you hear on the political shows that tell the same story, stick to the same topics, and are doing the same thing day in and day out.
Yeah,
which is
well,
sort
I have
of what
against them. I have nothing against political shows being there. What I would like to see is more variety in other kinds of shows, too. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that we have a tradition of free marketplace, free speech, political hard-hitting talk on talk radio is a really good thing.
Yeah.
What's bad is that the corporations believe that's the only way to do it.
All right,
there's also the opportunity to do other things, as you're describing.
Yep. All right, so there it is, the pronouncement. I wanted to tell you that story, get your reaction to it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The football fan who sued the Buffalo Bills for sending him 3 too many text messages has just forced the team into a $3 million legal settlement. Here's the story. In September of 2012, a Florida man went to the Bills' website and signed up to receive news about the team through text messages to his phone. The team said it would send up to 5 messages per week, but after the man received 6 messages one week and 7 another, he filed a class action lawsuit against the team. Let's be fair. If anyone should be penalized for piling on, it's this so-called fan. Sure, text messages can sometimes cost the person who gets them, but suing over this was absurd. None of the news reports about this lawsuit included a single mention of the man ever trying to resolve this issue out of court. And that type of sue first, ask questions later mentality ends up costing all of us in the long run, even if we're never sued. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Dedicated to the legal end of understanding some of the items in the countdown this week, the charts, the stories of the week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. Steve has a law degree. He practices law. He teaches law. He's all about the law. He's Mr. Law. And has a website that really helps people identify theft and other scams called Scamicide.com. So we are in good hands with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who, in terms of understanding some of the stories, number nine this week is the story of the Casey Kasem family watch. So what is there about this thing legally? It's changed over the last month or so, so that his daughter Carrie has sort of conservatorship of him, but his wife, yeah, second wife, wants to protect him from something that we aren't really too sure of, because the wills have all been changed and she gets all the money, the kids get nothing. So there's a little skepticism here. But what legal justification do either of them have for carting around with their father slash husband?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's a sad story, and it's one we've seen repeatedly in the past. And there's always that concern about the financial as well as physical abuse of seniors. And, you know, once someone, you've got a stage where someone may not quite be on their game. They may not be competent, but they haven't been deemed incompetent. So then you have people just trying to influence this person to make decisions. But ultimately, you have people vying for the authority over him. And it may be by getting him to sign a durable power of attorney. It may be by going to court and getting conservatorships or guardianships. So you get different parties vying even with different courts. And the tough part is, unless you do have really some kind of oversight in regard to the care, you do find people who are just doing what's best for their financial interests. And, yeah, I've been watching this Casey Kasem for a while. The family's been fighting amongst itself, and a lot of it does seem to be money-related. But yeah, this is just a sad part of aging in America today.
All right, so let's take another spin around that block. The lead singer of the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli, also known as an actor who was in The Sopranos. I mean, everybody knows who Frankie Valli is pretty much. I would hope most of the people listening to us right now know who Frankie Valli is. He and his wife moved from Jersey. I think he may have married his wife in California. She was from California. So they lived together for 20 years, then they got divorced. Well, they've been working at getting divorced for about 10 years. One of the sticking points was the value of his millions of dollars worth of life insurance coverage. And at first, because the wife was the beneficiary, a court ruled that she got it all. And then it went to court, and the judge says, no. This is a Superior Court judge says, it's community property 50-50. Well, apparently there's a lot of cash value to it, and that's why they're arguing about it. So how would you rule if you were a judge on something like that? Was she entitled to it because she was the beneficiary, or because the cash value is a lot of money, do they split it?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is it's less about whether she's the beneficiary as about where their marriage is. And this is something that you see very often in wealthier couples who may have homes in different states, because the state of the divorce, which is supposed to be the state with their greatest contacts, control. So if it was in California, yes, it would be a community property asset. On the other hand, if it was in New Jersey doesn't have community property dividing things equally, and in there they have what's called an equitable division statute deciding who had greater contribution to these assets. So that's where they start fighting about, well, where did we really live, which state had the greater contact, and Frankie Valli wins if it goes, if the divorce ends up in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. If they end up in California, she's going to win.
All right. Quick comment on the comments made by Karl Rove about Hillary Clinton. Is what he said libelous, or because she's a public figure, he can say what he wants?
Yeah, you know, you really nailed it on the head there. And that is, you know, at one time, if you said something even about a public official or even about a public figure, you were not protected. The same libel laws that applied to all of us applied to them. But the Supreme Court changed that in order to really allow a greater discussion in the media and to protect the press, not have a chilling effect on them. So the bottom line is, unless they can prove actual malice, that he did this knowing it's a lie and intending to hurt her, and that's a pretty tough thing to do, he's not going to be protected. In England, it would be another thing, and you're seeing celebrities file more and more of their libel actions in the UK because their laws are more liberal.
It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney who overviews some of the big topics of the week every week at this time.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.